From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced his resignation Thursday, paving the way for the country's president to pursue a tighter grip on power. He says he's decided that for the unity of the ruling party, a change of chairman would be more appropriate. That's according to Davutoğlu in a speech to the nation. Davutoğlu had fallen out with the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and announced he was stepping aside after a meeting with executives of the ruling Justice and Development Party. The decision, however, is not effective immediately. The party will hold an emergency convention May 22nd to select a new party leader who would also replace the premier. In Syria Thursday, two bombs rocked the central village of Mukarram al-Fakani. In initial reports, say at least 26 people were killed and dozens wounded. It's under government control and lies between Homs and Palmyra. Wednesday, the U.S. and Russia brokered a 48-hour ceasefire over the city of Aleppo, where fighting there has left nearly 300 civilians dead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said it applies to all parts of Syria.
We expect all the parties to the cessation of hostilities to fully abide by the renewed cessation in Aleppo. That means the regime and the opposition alike. And we also expect them to live by the cessation throughout the country, pursuant to the terms that were arrived at and agreed upon in Munich in February of this year.
That fighting has left around 64,000 Syrians stranded at the border with Jordan. Jordanian border guards said Thursday they said it insists to screen newcomers to ensure they are genuine refugees. VOA News. Bangladesh's Supreme Court Thursday rejected an appeal of the death sentence given to Islamist party leader Mahathir Rahman Nizami for crimes during the country's 1971 independence struggle, meaning he could be hanged at any time in the coming days. Nizami is a head of Bangladesh's largest Islamist party, the Jamaat-e-Islami. He was convicted of genocide, rape, and orchestrating a massacre of top intellectuals. Prosecutors claim he was responsible for setting up al-Badr, a pro-Pakistani militia, which killed top writers, doctors, and journalists at the height of the conflict. Meanwhile, security has already been increased in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. An Australian citizen suspected of being a top recruiter for the Islamic State terrorist group has been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq. The Australian Attorney General George Brandeis told reporters Thursday that the Melbourne native Neil Prakash died in an airstrike in Mosul on April 29th.
We should be gladdened by this news because Prakash was the most dangerous Australian we knew of. We shouldn't be complacent either that this is by no means the end of the struggle against ISIL. It's by no means the case that Prakash was the only dangerous Australian in the Middle East who was trying to reach back to Australia.
Brandeis says Prakash was actively involved in recruiting terrorists, appearing in IS propaganda videos, and was linked to a number of terrorist plots in Australia. With the Republican presidential nomination all but clinched, Donald Trump is beginning a search for a running mate to join him in the general election race. Trump is putting together a committee to help him make his vice presidential choice. Trump is likely to face former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in November's general election. However, Clinton has not clinched the Democratic nomination and still has one challenger in the race. A number of polls show Clinton favored to beat Trump by several points if the vote were to take place now. Dockers began unloading tens of thousands of tons of food from a U.S. aid ship Thursday destined for war-torn areas of Sudan. The bulk carrier Liberty Grace docked in the port of Sudan on the Red Sea coast with a cargo of 47,500 tons of food in Sudan. Dozens were unloading the shipment onto waiting trucks. Israel came to a standstill for 2 minutes Thursday as sirens sounded across the country to mark Holocaust Remembrance Day. Daily activities came to halt in memory of the 6 million Jews murdered during the Second World War's Holocaust. Remembrance ceremonies were held all over Israel. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.